Hey everybody, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. Starting off this episode, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening on the podcast, but starting off this episode right now on CoinMarketCap, that is the big news of the day, or at least was the big news of the day, and I don't want to spend too much time on it, but if you looked at your portfolio at some point in time today and said, oh crap, I'm down a lot of money, and then you checked your portfolio a few hours later, and you saw that it had mostly recovered, a lot of that was due to the fact that CoinMarketCap, basically without warning, without notice, removed the pairings for Korea, removed a lot of the price information from Korea, and had that averaging in with Bitcoin and with a lot of these other crypto assets, cryptocurrencies, whatever you want to call them. And that dropped the price on CoinMarketCap of a lot of the crypto down significantly. And apparently some people panic sold based upon information on CoinMarketCap, which is a little bit crazy, but some people panic sold, freaked out, thought the market was crashing. And it was really just CoinMarketCap readjusting their prices to be more accurate, because having a lot of the information from Korea was really inflating the actual prices that most people would be seeing on a consistent basis. So that was starting it off, the big news for the day. And if we pop over to the global charts here, you could see at that one point in time where kind of crypto went from the entire asset class, the entire market cap went from being worth about $756 billion all the way down to about $670 billion within the span of about 3 hours or so. So pretty quickly, and we've seen a fairly nice recovery off that, basically back to somewhat of the status quo within the past day. And again, I don't want to spend too much time on it. I'm sure if you did a little bit of research, if you're on Twitter or anywhere else, you probably saw a lot of people already covering that. And what I've been really interested in recently, and maybe you're interested in it, maybe you're not, but just outright research from a crypto perspective. And I know the other day we talked about kind of dumbing down the strategy overall and trying to kind of follow what the masses do. But as I'm continuing to learn on a constant basis within crypto and learn from people that I consider to be much more knowledgeable and just quite frankly better than me in terms of investing, the biggest thing that I'm seeing is an informational advantage, as well as research playing a massive, massive part to that. The more research somebody's doing, the more time that they're spending to understand the market and develop new opportunities and find new opportunities, because there are so many hidden gems out there, the better off that they are typically able to perform. And yeah, you know, you could hit it big every once in a while randomly on some, you know, noob FOMO driven crap coin that might be pumping or anything like that. But ultimately, I think in terms of just longevity within the crypto space, research is really going to crush it. So with that being said, I decided today, and or I've been kind of thinking it over, and not really a New Year's resolution because I think those are lame, but just thought about it, and I have a friend that does this, and I decided this would probably be a really beneficial thing for me to do, to understand a lot of these projects better, especially during crypto happy hour and some of these other times, but also in addition to that, just in terms of providing more and better content to you guys as well. But starting to read one white paper a day and do proper due diligence on a crypto on a per day basis. And you know, even when you think about that, within the next 365 days, if I am able to keep that up, keep pace with one white paper per day, it's pretty much not going to make a dent in the number of currencies out there right now. There's 1,386 listed on CoinMarketCap. I'm assuming it's probably going to be 2x that in a year. So I'm probably going to be trying to tread above water. But I am really looking forward to kind of taking on, I don't want to call it a challenge or anything like that, but starting this journey where I'm trying to learn. I've obviously read a bunch of white papers before, but it's kind of been on a one-off basis. And I think this is something from a research perspective that I'm really looking forward to doing. And I want to kind of walk through what I think is somewhat of a, not necessarily a proper research strategy, but a way that I'm looking to go about things on a daily basis, and hopefully I'll be a little bit more accelerated over time. But what I'm hoping to do here is, number one, just have a much better understanding of the different assets, the different types of, basically whether it's decentralized exchanges or privacy coins or securitized tokens or anything like that, going into a lot of this information, diving deep into the white paper, diving deep into the teams, playing around with certain demo environments and things like that, and just being more educated on the space and trying to also, you know, if I do find anything that I think is legit, keeping you guys informed, but also going to you as far as different questions that I have, as well as different like white papers and projects that I should be exploring, not just crypto that's ICOing, but also existing projects as well, because I think that there's utility looking at both existing projects as well as projects that are not on the market yet. And so when I kind of broke down, I looked at a lot of the different things that I do to research a quote-unquote crypto asset. And I know you guys make fun of me because I say crypto asset all the time. Whatever. We'll say crypto asset. But a lot of the things that I think go into place when you truly do research a crypto asset, and I broke it down, and there's probably a couple different steps that I'm missing, and I'm not actually grading them. You could technically put that as like the eighth step if you wanted to grade the crypto and like really apply a numerical valuation to how strong you think that is. But I broke it down in a couple different ways, and I wanted to kind of show you the process that I'm going to go through on a consistent basis. Hopefully this is somewhat helpful for you. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, but I figured this would be somewhat of a positive kind of example of what I'm going to be doing. And again, the reason for this is because I personally think that in this space, it is so new, it is so developing, that the more knowledge that you have, not to sound all Ty Lopez-y, but the more knowledge that you have, the better off you're going to be, and the better off you're going to be able to quickly and accurately identify good opportunities in the future and just stay ahead of the trends from either an investment perspective, from a technical perspective. But the more knowledge that you have, the more you read, it is such a massive advantage right now. And I don't feel like I've been fully taking advantage of that, and I think I could do a better job, and this is why I'm systematizing that on a daily basis to be better, and then also in turn improving my knowledge, but also providing better content. But getting into it, so kind of broke it down to 7/8 steps. But the first thing, I think one of the things you really just absolutely want to start off with is reading the white paper, and reading the white paper in full, like actually not just glancing over it, but legitimately reading the white paper. I think that is a super important thing to do. Most of them are anywhere between, like, let's say 30 and 60 pages, so it's not easy to do, and a lot of them aren't necessarily incredibly exciting, but there are some really important aspects of the white paper that I think you need to dive into, such as, does the token or does the crypto asset actually have any use? What are the economics behind it? If it is an ICO, what is the supply? How is it broken out? How are they using those funds? How are they using those funds if it already has ICO'd? How are they using the funds that they have procured from the ICO? What is the distribution of those tokens to the founders, to the team, to pre-sale investors, to whatever? There is a ton of fantastic information in a white paper that I think you know, it is absolutely necessary if you are going to buy any type of crypto. I would highly, highly recommend reading the white paper in full. I try to do that with everything, but I'm trying to do that with crypto. I'm just not even interested in buying, but I'm trying to build up more of an understanding of how the entire industry is moving forward. The second thing, and I'll just kind of walk through quickly how I do this as well, but the second thing is how to actually demo or use the product. A lot of these newly ICO tokens are so far down the roadmap, or the roadmap is so far away, that you can't actually demo use the product. But this is something that if it is publicly available, why not demo it? Why not see what the product is? See if it's legit. If it's a great functioning product, maybe that is something that's really worth more your time and due diligence. But if you get to the demo, you try it out and you see, hey man, this thing's a piece of crap. I don't even want to go through any of the next steps. Then perfect. You read the white paper. Maybe you had some questions. You try out the product and you think the product's not good. Move on to the next one. And additionally, from there, you know, watching videos from the team itself, a lot of projects now are putting out, whether it's whiteboard videos, whether it's interviews, whether it's speeches at conferences. That's, I think, a fantastic way to get a really solid understanding of how these projects are moving forward. And I think something that you definitely want to do. The fourth step is actually evaluating the team. And this is, in my opinion, a pretty important aspect. There are some shady ICOs, you know, there's some shady ICOs out there. There's some shady coins out there. This is a great way to properly vet something. Can you find them on LinkedIn? Can you find out really solid information about their previous professional experience? Have they worked in the space before? Have they done this before? And if they have done this before, what is their experience? Was it a positive thing? Was it a negative thing? Did they bail on their last project? What was the deal? Evaluate the team, check them out on LinkedIn, do that whole thing. And then also another very important thing, step five is evaluating the tech. And not everybody can really truly do this. I myself can't really do this to great depth. I'm not a software engineer. I'm not a programmer. So, but if you are and you have that level of expertise, this is probably one of the most important steps that you could do. And you might even skip the entire thing and go straight to this step where you evaluate the tech because that is your strong suit. You pop into the GitHub. You see if it's active. You see what the contributions are. You see how the code looks. Is it clean? And you go through that process. That is incredibly important. But even if you are not technical, you want to see at the very least, is the GitHub active? Who's contributing to it? And if they are contributing anything, is it literally just updates to the README text, or is it actual updates to the software? Sixth thing I would say is checking Reddit and Twitter. And this is probably one of the last things you want to do. I feel like people tend to do this first. Just hop into Reddit, hop into Twitter, hop into Bitcoin Talk, any place like that. And there is, quite frankly, there can be a lot of shilling. There can be a lot of bag holders. There can be a lot of people that are super excited about a project. Sometimes it's hard to differentiate what's real, what's not. And if you skip right ahead to Reddit or to Twitter and you hear about what other people are thinking before you develop any of your own opinions, then it can kind of cloud your judgment throughout the entire process. So I would recommend doing this after you've gone through the entire process of reading that white paper, looking at the demo, playing around with the beta product that they have, that watching the videos, evaluating the team, evaluating the tech, then see what the public is saying. One thing that is interesting, though, is as far as like separating the shilling, community is important, and there are a lot of crypto assets, cryptocurrencies, ICOs, whatever, that quite frankly might have terrible tech. You might look at the tech, you might look at the team, you might say, hey, this team's pretty average, the tech's pretty average, but there's like freaking 50,000 people in this subreddit, or there's like, you know, 40,000 people in this Telegram group, whatever it is. And the community is just massive and excited, and they might be silly people, but there's a community of people ready to buy this stuff up in heaps and gobs. So that's also worth your research there, and I think an important aspect. And the last thing I would do, and this is something that I personally do, is ask any respected friends in your network. Do you have a network of friends that likes crypto, that like cryptocurrencies, that like research? I would definitely, if you don't have that network yet, I would absolutely try to develop that network, and I wouldn't stop networking until you find those people. This is one of the most important parts for me, at least. I have a core group of people that I know do research on crypto on a consistent basis. If I have an idea, I typically, after I, you know, go through the due diligence process, I'll go to them. I'll say, hey, what do you think about XYZ? What are your thoughts on it? Do you think it's legit? Do you think it's not legit? If they say, yeah, great, then good. If they say no, I'll take that into consideration. I still might make a decision based upon what my gut's telling me, but I'm able to cross-reference what they say as well as why I think it is, you know, why I think this might be a great thing. And the last thing too, whether it's something like grading the crypto, if it's through something like Spacesuit X, which is a free open source website you can go to. I'll put a link to it in the description of the video. Or there are a lot of people that have these different like ICO like Google Sheets or Excel spreadsheets where they kind of put a grade together and they'll check mark certain boxes. If you develop something like that yourself, I think that is, you know, somewhat important. I don't necessarily think you need to do that. But it can be somewhat arbitrary. But if that helps you to quantify whether or not something is good, whether or not you should invest in it, then make that move. Grade that cryptocurrency in the long run. And even if you're not going to make an investment decision based upon that, then at least you have that understanding in the long run. So as I just went through all of this, I'm going to pull this bad boy over on the screen. But as I just went through all this, so one cryptocurrency that spiked today nicely, and I'm certainly appreciative of that, was 0x. And This is one that I do have in my portfolio. So how would I go through this process if I were just using an example of 0x? How would I go through this process if I were starting from scratch? Kind of how have I done this before? So it's pretty simple. If you want to find out more about a cryptocurrency, go to CoinMarketCap, or you go to somewhere else, but you go to CoinMarketCap, search it in the top, and then you pull it up on the page. You go here from a number of different places, but two important links, I think, is the website and the source code right off the bat. And this is really not even as much price research. This is just basic fundamental analysis per se, not even price research. Obviously, you could dive significantly more into that if you're on the technical analysis side of the house, if you're researching charts. Maybe you care about this stuff, maybe you don't, but I do think a combination of fundamental analysis and technical analysis is a good approach. You might differ, but I'm personally trying to increase my capacity and increase my skill set and increase my understanding of technical analysis so I could use it in better conjunction with fundamental analysis like this. But simply what you would do is you go to CoinMarketCap, you'd search for that cryptocurrency. There should be a link to both the website and the source code. So you'd hop over to the website, as well as the source code will typically take you to the GitHub. When you go to the website, it should certainly be one of the first things you see, but having access to the white paper, you click on that, and that would allow you to go through essentially the entire process of researching this white paper. You can see up at the top, you have the founders, when the white paper was put together. But like I said, I mean, these are not, this is actually a shorter white paper per se, 16 pages. So this is one of the shorter ones out there, most likely. But you could really do quite a bit of solid due diligence on this to make sure that just off the top, this is a project that feels interesting to you. And in the case of 0x, one of the reasons I picked this outside of it just pumping nicely today, but in the case of 0x, one of the things that you can do, and you can do this with a number of different, whether it's something like BitShares, or if you're researching BitShares, or if you're researching Ethereum, or if you are researching, I mean, there's so many out there that actually have either functioning products or beta projects. If you're researching Civic, or if you are, researching Bread Token, try out whatever it is that they, if it's the Civic app, if it's the Bread app, if it's the 0x portal, take a look at it, play around with it. If you're going to put money into it, if you're potentially going to put money into it, or if you're just trying to gain a better understanding of how something works, doesn't it make sense to actually use the product? So you might want to just do a quick transfer of Ethereum to 0x, or see how that process works, and go through that so that you can get a feel, is this actually something that makes sense long term, or is this just going to be a waste of time on my end? So play around with the beta product. I think that's massive. If it's something that interests you, continue on in the research. Go on YouTube, do a search, 0x videos, and try to find the founders. So I would type in the names of the founders here so that you could find Will Warren and Amir Bondelli. Probably didn't pronounce that right, but Will and Amir. Go on YouTube, find if Will and Amir are speaking anywhere, whether it's been previous conferences. A lot of these folks will end up presenting like some 15, 20 minute type of like demo introduction video at a conference like Consensus, or maybe something like Token Summit, where they're introducing their product to investors or to potential investors. That is usually a great video because that's like their pitch. That's when they're pitching this, they're trying to explain it. If they can't pitch their own product, if they can't pitch their own network or their own utility token, why would they, why should you be able to pitch it? So try to find an opportunity where the founders or somebody prominent within the company is trying to sell that token. And if you get hooked in, then great, continue on in the due diligence. If you don't, maybe that's a good time to leave, because if they can't sell it, you probably can't sell it to anybody higher than you at one point in time or another. And then after that, too, just quickly going to something like LinkedIn, seeing if, Will Warren and Amir are people that are on LinkedIn, what their experience is, what that background is. And then additionally, after you evaluate the team, evaluate the tech. Like I said, you can simply find the source code in CoinMarketCap or typically on the company website. But you can pop over here. You can see the number of repositories that they have, the website, see the email, the people that are actually working on it, how often, how frequently they're working on it. what aspects of the, you know, what aspects of the project that they are working on. If you have that technical experience, I think that's great. Go for that and use that for your advantage. Not everybody is a software engineer or a developer. And if you are, and you're not utilizing that background when you are investing in these or analyzing these tokens or these assets, you're doing yourself a massive disservice. So take advantage of that competitive advantage that you have over everybody else who can't go through, who can't necessarily go through some of the, some of the code base that is available here. And you could see, I mean, even 42 minutes ago, the guys at 0x were updating this project 6 hours ago, 14 days ago. So, I mean, that's I think, a positive thing to see. And you can even go through, check out the personal profiles of the guys that are actually of value or that are actually contributing to that GitHub, which I think is important. And then, like I said, checking Reddit, checking Twitter, if you join the company Slack or if you join the Telegram group, whatever it might be, that is, I think that's important. But that's probably one of the last things you want to do because you can pretty easily get wrapped up in that whole shill game. And that's not always a great thing to do, is if you let what everybody else is saying cloud your judgment right off the top. Obviously, take what other people say into consideration, but there are a lot of folks out there that can provide misinformation. So you want to develop, at the very minimum, develop some of your own opinions before you move forward with anything. And then, like I said, last thing, hit up your friends. Hey, have you evaluated 0x? What's your thoughts on it? Is it is it a legit project? Do you know anything about the founding team? What about the price? Is it overpriced? Talk to your friends. See what they say. That is, and friends that you respect, not just like your mom who's never heard of Bitcoin before or anything like that. But if you do have intelligent friends in the space, ask them, hey, what's up with 0x or what's up with whatever? And if you don't have friends like that yet, like I've said before, developing a personal network is a massively, massive, massively, massively important aspect and a huge, this is all, at least in my opinion, this space, and I'll rehash it again, this space is incredibly lucrative right now. It's incredible. It's fantastic. But there is a huge competitive advantage to people that have information, basically that are overloaded with information, that have better connections, that have better technical skills. Find your niche and take advantage of that and utilize that to your utilize that to the maximum that you can. So if you're fantastic at research, if you have time, wake up an extra hour early every day and read through a white paper a day with me. Do that. Or if you are great in person building connections, go to as many meetups as possible. Meet as many people as possible. Meet founders, meet investors, meet people at hedge funds, meet whatever. Just network as much as possible, develop that personal network. Maybe you'll get opportunities for pre-sales and ICOs. Maybe you'll hear about the next big cryptocurrency. It doesn't matter. Try to do as much either networking, research, whatever you're strong at, figure it out and try to do that as much as possible. Now, I know this is probably a little bit more of like a theoretical conversation here today. And a lot of it does come down to, will you actually do your own research? Will you go through a process similar to this? And you could certainly adjust it on your own. This is not meant to be the end-all, be-all process by any stretch. But this is kind of what I go through this is how I go through the process of evaluating a cryptocurrency and how I'm going to do that on a continuous basis here. So I'm excited to go through that and make sure that as I continue to evaluate new product or projects and kind of see what's trending in the space, see how companies are structuring ICOs, see how they're structuring token economics and things of that nature, I'm excited to kind of develop more knowledge long term and make sure that I am make sure that I'm really keeping up with as many of the trends as possible. And with that being said, there are a couple ones too that I'm looking at right now short term. I think one of the first white papers, I posted on Twitter today, there were probably hundreds that were recommended. I'm going to dive into, I think Polyswarm is one that I will dive into tomorrow, Enigma the following day. So, and as I dive into these, I'll see if there's any interesting facts, if there's anything that I think makes sense to provide and to share on the channel, then I will on a daily basis. But We'll definitely go from there. If you are new to the channel by any chance, I really do hope you enjoyed today's discussion. I do daily videos on the subject of crypto, as well as YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hours. So please consider subscribing and hitting the notification bell so that the next time I do have a video that comes out, or when I do go live for Crypto Happy Hour, you're able to join from the start. I really do appreciate your time. I'd love to hear your own research process as well. So if you are on YouTube, hit that below. If you're on the podcast, again, please consider subscribing and leaving a review on iTunes or whatever it is that you listen to the podcast on. Thank you guys so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.